Nine provinces, South African stories, people's voices. EWN's Elections 2024 starts now.
Should be playing the Whiz Quiz, of course, as you well know. But today our contestant decided that they just were feeling too emotional and too nervous. We're always patient and we give you time. So we won't put her under pressure today. So that's why we're not playing the Whiz Quiz. But let's get on then with our elections coverage. As you well know, our Eyewitness News reporters are fanned out across the length and breadth of South Africa, trying to gauge what people are feeling and what people are thinking in their various provinces. And we're focusing, of course, particularly on those areas that perhaps don't always dominate the news headlines. Alpha Ramoshwana, our ace reporter, has just returned from Mpumalanga. We've already covered the Free State, the Northwest, Eastern Cape, well as KZN, as you well know. Alpha, very good morning to you. Thank you for your time. Just broadly, do you have a connection to Mpumalanga yourself? And what were your first impressions overall?
Good morning, Bongani. I don't have any links or family or anything in Mpumalanga, and covering the place was a bit challenging, you know, because you have to uncover some of the most, if I may say, craziest stories in the province. And I must say that we found a couple of them, and everything, most things that we covered are all centered around unemployment. There's so many things that, you know, young people in the province are doing now because of unemployment. Some have ended up in drugs, some are illegally mining coal, some have dug, you know, trenches or underground tunnels just outside their homes, or underground, you know, extracting all the minerals that lie beneath their homes. And all of them are saying that this is because of unemployment.
Talk to me about the impact of the scourge of nyaupe, which, of course, is a form of heroin.
Yes, of course. I think, you know, in any CBD, as you just drive or walk, it's easy to spot someone who is on nyaupe. But we went to Ermelo, a small town in Mpumalanga, where the CBD, almost every single corner, Bongani, someone is injecting nyaupe into their system. And it was very, very shocking, because some are doing it on the doorstep of a church, some are doing it on the doorstep of a shop, and it seems that no one is trying to help them, no one is trying to assist them. And we spoke to a number of community members, Bongani, and we found out that the closest rehabilitation center in Ermelo, it's about 3 hours away. They have to travel to Nkangala, which is on the other side of Mpumalanga, a little bit closer to Pretoria. So we did try to pose these questions to the municipality, and you know, obviously we got no response. But
so
you know,
you
engaged.
Hold on, if I understand you, you're saying that in places like Ermelo, there's just groups of youngsters, vagrants, walking about. They could be in front of a church, a school, a business, and they're all hooked on nyaupe, and nobody's doing anything about it.
No one is doing anything about it, Bongani. The only help they have is from community members who don't even have enough resources to help them. You know, we spoke to a young boy who's 23 years of age. He says he started smoking nyaupe in matric in 2023, and the first time he had nyaupe was within the schoolyard in Ermelo. And that is something that is the reality for many, many young people in their province. We spoke to a number of them, Bongani. We spent a day with nyaupe addicts, you know, and you get to understand the human side of them. We managed to track down a UCT graduate. He has an electrical engineering degree, and now he's in the streets of Ermelo, sleeping in the bustling streets of Ermelo every day, nursing and feeding his drug addiction, you know, and he has a wife and kids, and he says this drug has taken him away from his family.
Gosh.
And when you ask him, why did you end up smoking nyaupe and why are you here? And he says it was all peer pressure, number one. Number two, there are just no jobs that could have taken him away from the streets in Ermelo.
Dirt that pays. Tell me about artisanal miners who say there's actually some value in what they do.
Yes, Bongani. So just to add, I think We've covered so many illegal mining and artisanal mining stories all over the country. And in Mpumalanga, it was the first time we actually saw police, you know, trying to stop illegal mining activities in abandoned mines. The very first time seeing police trying to stop illegal mining. as journalists. And we started in a place called Bukenoodwoog Village, an area just across Mulut Road, where community members have dug tunnels under their homes and extracting crystals that they sell to customers in Johannesburg. And, you know, they've showed us. They've managed to build homes. They've managed to buy cars with the money they make from selling the minerals that are underground. These are minerals that are being dug by, you know, 23-year-olds, 24-year-olds that have dropped out of school, some who cannot find jobs and have decided to make use of the minerals that lie beneath their homes. On the other side of Mpumalanga, again in Ermelo, that's where we find so many abundant coal mines there, where residents are making use of them. They go underground, they take the coal reserves, and they sell each sack for just 70 rand, Mongani, and this has been feeding many families. And the question that we've been asking ourselves, that if it's so easy, you know, for journalists to find illegal mining activities all over the country, what makes it hard for police to try and stop them? Because these abandoned mines, Mwani, we did actually go into some of them. They are not safe. Sticks are sort of keeping some of them balanced from collapsing. So it seems like it's a disaster waiting to happen. And the question obviously is what is being done to try and stop this illegal mining activities. But these artisanal miners say they're not going to stop anytime soon. This is feeding their families. There's no employment opportunities, and this is the only thing that they can do.
Yours is a very comprehensive report, of course, because you look at other issues, including this informal settlement that has mushroomed around what is really an impressive building. This is the headquarters of the Gert Sibande District Municipal Building in Ermelo. So alongside that Nyaupe problem, there's informal settlements, there are water challenges. We've often covered the accidents that happen on the famous or now infamous Moloto Road, and you can catch that extensive reporting from Alpha Ramoshwana. You can follow at EWN Reporter on X. They'll be posting videos of exactly what we've just spoken about, and you can see for yourself. And if you're somebody from Mpumalanga, how much does this square up with your reality and what you know, whether you are resident there or go back from time to time? And far more importantly, how will all of that influence your choices come May 29.